What language it used to it? On a mule one time in the power of the French people, you know, and I used G and Hall and I would go anywhere. Didn't
that's facts. Right. Yeah.
That's facts now. Facts. I'd get it used to me, you know, hardly ever. I never did get much pleasure out of it. Well, I didn't know nothing in French, you know. Still don't know much.
There were French people living around here?
Oh, there's a few, you know, that they people, yes, they all married, you know what I mean, and some migrated to this country, and up here around in Franklin, North Carolina, there's quite a few French up there.
What would you say to a horse to get him to come up from the pasture?
Cool. I don't know how that would be spelled, but cool, something like that.
What would you say to a horse if he wasn't going fast enough?
Get up.
Is that when he, or how about if he was standing still and you wanted him to move? Would you say the same thing?
Yeah.
What would you say to a horse to stop him?
Whoa.
And how about to back him up?
Back up.
How do you call hogs to feed them?
Pee-pee-oo.
You said you had some sheep around here. What would you say to a sheep to get them up from the pasture?
Go sheepy.
They're laughing it up, have
they? I know it.
What would you say to chickens when you want to call them to feed them?
Chicken.
And if you want, this is the last one of this. If you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to.
He must go somewhere. Curry them, groom them. The whole time I was curry them. Grooming is a real, well, that would be quite a lot.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
Reins, I suppose you ride.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrup.
When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Leading horse.
If something is not right at hand, right near at hand, you say it's just a little.
Something's hanging on.
Well, if I was looking for something and it wasn't here in the house, it was out there somewhere, you'd say it's just a little. It's just something over. Just
to hang beyond the hanging this side of the door, hanging the other side of the door. That's the big.
How about if you said, if you were going down the road and you said, somebody said, how much farther do we have to go, and it was a long amount that we had to go, you would say?
It's a long ways.
If you'd been traveling, that would be the same thing. You'd say that you had a long
trip
or a long ways to go.
Long ways.
If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find it just about
most anywhere.
If you have a good yield in your crops, you might say, we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the bush and brush and trees on the land, you would say you did what?
Clarity.
The second cutting of clover or grass is called